Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Chaf Tes, and we are on Chaf Ches Amud Beis. We started the fourth parak here in Maseches Erevin, parak Mi Shehotzi Uhu. So we spoke about the concept of Tchumen. We know that there is a Tchumen that everybody has, 2,000 amos from their spot of Shvisa when Shabbos starts. If one goes out of their Tchum, then they only have 4 amos, because 4 amos is just the Rishus, the Makom, of the person. If one went out against their will, as the Mishnah started off by saying, Goyim or Ruach Ra were Motziyu, so then all you have is 4 Amos. If they brought you back in, Hechziruhu, so then Ki'ilu Lo Yatza, then you have your Tchum as you had beforehand. And there's a Machlokes in the Mishnah that we had, that if you were put into a new city, if you were put outside, like the first line of the Mishnah, and you're now in the desert, in the middle of nowhere, that you have 4 amos. But if you're already put into a different city, the Goyim or Ruach put you in a different city, that's a machlokas. Or will Ezra and Moshe ben Azariah say, you can now go throughout that whole new city, even though it's outside your tchum, and you didn't have this when Shabbos started, but it's still allowed. Rabbi Shmuel Akiva argue. So we have that case, and then we have seemingly a parallel case to, in the case of the boat, but we'll see in the Gemara that you might be able to be machalik between the two cases. Good. So now we're in the Gemara, right after the fourth line of the Gemara. Minayin la'arba amos, says the Gemara. Minayin la'arba amos. How do you know that there is a concept, maybe the reshus of a person is 4 amos around them? How do we know that halacha recognizes that? Shvu ish tachtav, because the pasuk says, I Shabbos. Everybody should stay sitting, stay in their place of residence for Shabbos. So that's a remez to the concept of tchum. Again, we noted that most Rishonim say that for sure alpayim ama is a din derabanan. Maybe even your base mills a din derabanan. It's machlokas rishonim, but at least the 4 amos. 4 amos, so it's an asmachta. Shvu ish tachtav. Ubi nayin lapai mama. Where do you see a remez to 2,000 amos? Tamalam ra yeshe ish mimkomo bayomashvi. Don't go out of your place on the day, seventh day. And therefore, that's the remez. O chalaf. So Gemara says, how do you know that the first pasuk is talking about 4 amos and the second pasuk is talking about 2,000? Maybe it should be flipped. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, or the Amora Rabbi Eliezer, or the Elazar, Vitanina, because we learned in the following brisa, Asa ben Akiva Omer Makom Makom, because we have Gzeira Shava, Nomer Kan Makom. It says here, by Shabbos, at the end of the previous pasuk, Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo, by Yom HaShvi. So you have the word makom there, but Emor Lahalan v'santi l'cha makom, and you have the pasuk by Ir Miklat that I will place you, give you a makom for you to run to by Ir Miklat. So my makom shenemor lahalan alpayim amo, just like over there by Ir Miklat. There's 2,000 amos between the Are Miklat, right? They're separated and equidistant. Af makom shenemor kan alpayim amo. So to this one is alpayim ama as well. Ir Miklat, Hashem's gonna give us, place for us an Ir Miklat. Because an Ir Miklat is, for the good, at least one aspect of it, is for the good of the Rutzeach B'Shogeg. You know, the Mefarshim quote three. Most quote two, but the Sefer Chinuch has a third. Ideas about Ir Miklat. I think the Sefer Chinuch and the Birchas Peretz, the Stipler talks about this in Parshas Matos Maaseh, towards the end of Bamidbar, that Ir Miklat is both a onesh and a kapara. On the one hand, it's a punishment for a person being negligent. No, not fully negligent, but maybe not as careful enough. It was a show gig. It wasn't an ones. And therefore, they require a kapara for killing somebody by accident. That is the first element of a Ir Miklat. But then, of course, we have the second element, and that's kapara. That even if there's, no fault, you might say, oh, he was careful, but he wasn't as careful enough. The element of kapara, he needs kapara because his actions caused somebody to die, even though it was by accident. So he still needs kapara, this onesh and kapara. But there's also, you might put those two together, onesh, kapara, those are both mitzad the rotzeach, and there's another element of hatsala, right? It's meant to defend and allow the person to be safe from the Ir Miklat, so from the Goel Adam who might want to kill them. So that's a third idea of Ir Miklat, or a second idea. And then the Sefer Chinuch has another idea of psychology. It says, even if the Ir Miklat is calm and he's not going to take revenge, every time you walk into shul and the Goel Adam sees you, still that's going to bring up and make him relive the murder. And therefore, because we worried it, we're worried about the psychological state and trauma of the Goel Adam, of the relatives, that's why we keep the person away. So here, based on this pasuk, I don't know if you get a specific element, but for Samtiloch, Hashem says, I'm going to place for you. I'm going to give you, because it's for your good makom, but that's referring to 2,000 amos. So that's how you know each of the psukim referring to each of the shiurim. Says the Gemara, Arba amos she'amru maloku masu pashut yadayim. Where do you get four amos from? That's the shiur, the makom of a person. Again, midrabanan, there are halachas. Remember, there's a kinyan dalan amos. If something is within four amos of a person, there's a kinyan, that's a din derabanan. The concept of arba amos might be on a Torah level. It's based on the remes and the pasuk. But where does the four amos come from? It comes from the height of a person. Let's say a person wants to lie down. Person wants to lie down. Malei kumaso upishat yadayim. So we assume the person is three amos, and then his hands could stretch another amma, four amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, skipping a couple of words, and that is gufo shalosh amos va'ama kideshi heinotel chavis mirashosav and osan amagalosav. That it's also to lie down, not to stick your hands up then, but to put your kalim down. So you have to have enough room to lie down and put your kalim down, and therefore that's where you get the shiurim from. So again, it's clear though, there's enough kaminas between the two opinions. The poskim discuss this in the context of memsa for a mikvah, the minimum shiur, how much of a person's body, a person's whole body has to fit into the to the mikvah. Tosfos, interestingly, Tosfos in Erev in here on Daf Mem Ches wonders if the shiur is three for a body plus, let's say, hands stretched up or the kalim, then why is it at the beginning of Baal Basra where we have the sugyas of Hezek Re'iyah? Hezek Re'iyah requires four amos. Four amos, what do you mean? It's clear that three amos should be enough. V'im Tomar, this is Tosfos here, in Erev in Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Amai bein and gabe hezek re'iyah mechitza dalan amos bashutfin. Why do you need a mechitza four amos, right? If a person is only three amos tall, as we, the average person, as we see in this Gemara, because that's the shear, three plus, so then why isn't that enough for hezek re'iyah? V'yesh lomar, Tosfos says, de pe'amim she'yesh gab shushis samach lakosel. Sometimes there's a mound of dirt next to the wall. Upa'amim nami, so, and therefore you might stand on the mound. So it's a little higher. And that would be Hezek Re'iyah. Upa'amim nami shemagbiya akeva, or you'll stand on your heels. Va'omid al esbos, or on your tippy toes. Etzva'os raglav. So you're right. Person is three, but if they stand on their tippy toes, they'll see even higher. Va'od ha'damar ha'cha gufo da'gil amos hainu b'lo rosho. Or maybe three amos here is without the head, excluding the head. But it says in Shabbos, if you carry a load, masu lamala miyur chayef, or if you carry a masa above 10 tvachim, you're chayef, shekein masa b'nei kahas, right? And because of the, we compare it to the b'nei kahas, and the question is, if you do the math, the Tosfos says, it sounds like from that Gemara, that has to be excluding, or else it'll be lamala miyur tvachim. Okay, but that's Tosfos' discussion of hezek re'iyah. Okay, we continue now on the top of Chaf Tes, Amud Aleph. So a person is stuck. Let's say a person is stuck in, they went outside the tchum, they're stuck within their four amos. The problem is, for the rest of Shabbos, they have to daven, and we assume that a person has to go to the bathroom. So the halach is that you're not allowed to daven within dalet amos of the waist when we went to the bathroom, the tzoa. So what's the person do here? So if you look in the Bavli says here, on daf mem aleph amud beis, the Bavli says that in this situation, a person is allowed to go outside of the four amos in order to go to the bathroom, in order to relieve himself. Why? Because the concept of Kavod Abrius. Kavod Abrius says, the Gemara has it as a question. Bo minei meraba, chutzrach l'nakav av mahu. What happens if a person has to go to the bathroom? What does he do? Amar lahem, gadol kavod abrius v'dochaz lo tzeh shebatorah. Gadol is kavod abrius. That phrase is used in by Chazal to say, derabanan. Right? The one is allowed to violate the Isser Durabanan in this case of Tchumen, in order to go to the bathroom. Right? Rashi says there, Gadol Kavod Abrius, Lo Tzeh Shebatorah, as Rashi says this in Brachos also, as Lo Tzeh Shebatorah, Lav Delo Sasur, Utchumen Nami Durabanan. Right? So that is Rashi and the Gemara there. So that's the Bavli. The Bavli says you could go out of the tchum. But if you look here in the Yerushalmi does not say that. Yerushalmi says, shunifna nifna natsad, when you go to the bathroom, go to one corner. One corner to relieve oneself. Ukshu mispal mispal luchsin. But when you daven, if you go to the diagonal corner of from where one went to the bathroom, then you're more than four amos away, and therefore that would be okay without having to rely on the gadol kavod abriya seter. One could daven further than four amos away. Further than four amos away. The Gemara says. Again, unlike the Bavli, the Yerushalmi says, just go to a corner. We know the diagonal of a square of the Dalet Amos is going to be longer than the sides, and therefore to be further than Dalet Amos away. Good. The halacha has a lot to say about when one, you know, obviously going to the bathroom in terms of tefillah. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's the whole siman of Shulchan Aruch about davening and bathroom issues. That's in Aruch Chaim Siman Ayin Tess, how far you have to be away. And again, in the days of old, this was much more common when there was a lot of waste and going to the bathroom outdoors. Also, you have to be Dalet Amos away from where the smell ends. So it must be in our case that there's no smell of the waste. But we take this need for the bathroom, which is a basic human need. How it's a basic human need, because we know it's a basic human need. But Yitzchak Avinu also told us. Remember that Gemara in Shabbos in the Bavli on Daf Peites, where Yitzchak is bargaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying you can't punish them, and Yitzchak does the basic math, trying to save Klal Yisrael. And he says, how much could they have sinned anyway? And what does he say? An average person lives 70 years. And the first 20 years, they're not punished, but they shemayim. So you're left with 50. And then another half, they're sleeping. And you can't punish them for being involved, doing anything wrong when they're sleeping. So that brings us down to 25. And then take off another half, says Yitzchak, because where they're involved in their basic human needs. What are their basic human needs? Eating, drinking, bathroom, davening. Right, those are all called basic human needs. Each one of those could be, especially the davening one, could be analyzed. But bathroom is a basic human need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in that way. Chazal instituted a bracha to say after we go to the bathroom, as we know, Asher Yatzar, which could be arguably the most common bracha we say. Not sure if that one or Shahakol, but the Asher Yatzar is up there in terms of the commonness of the bracha. It's amazing that even the one word, Asher Yatzar Asa Adam Bechachma, right? Hashem created us with Chachma. What does that word Chachma mean? There's four or five pshatim in the Rishonim, right? The Gemara, the bracha appears in Brachas Daf Samach. So what does the word Chachma mean? So if you look in Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi says, what's the Chachma? And it's the Pele. It's the Pele, like we see later on in the bracha, Mafli Lasos. Usually when you have a balloon, let's say, and you make a hole in the balloon, then all the air would go out and the whole balloon would shrivel up. A person, Hashem, blew into us life, and we have orifices, and we have holes, we have nostrils, we have eyes, and even so, we don't shrivel up. That's the Chachma, how Hashem created us with a Chachma. Tosfos quotes another Deah, there in Brachas Daf Samach, that what's the Chachma? That Hashem created us last. He made everything ready for man before man was created. He quotes a Tanhuma. Yivra l'kim es ha'adam, amar Rabbi Bun b'chachma, shehiskin mizonosav, v'achar kach d'ra'o. Like the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, right, he was created on Friday, k'deshi yikaris l'su'uda miyad. It's another day. There's other days of other suggestions of chachma is. The Ramah says, what's the Chachma and the Mafli Lasos? It's the Guf and the Neshama. We're the only being. The Malachim are only angelic, and the animals are only physical, and we're the only one with Chachma. We're the only one with the balance, the Izun, the equilibrium of physical and spiritual. That is what the Halacha, you know, tells us, demands us to make this bracha every time we go to the bathroom, and even just that one word chachma has so many pshatim. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch quotes all of these opinions. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Siman about Asher Yatzar, he quotes all of these as if it's ma'akev to have these kavanas. Shulchan Aruch never quotes kavanas by brachas. And here he quotes 10 lines worth. So interesting that it shows the significance. What exactly is this question? Explains Rav Chaim Kanievsky. When we say that a person has four amos, let's say a person went outside his tchum for some reason. So he has four amos. Is that now his new tchum? Or really he has no tchum, but that's his makom. is four amos a din in makom or a din in tchum? L'may naf gemina? So the Gemara says, whether your kalim follow you. Because as we know, the Mishnah tells us in Beitza that objects, a person's objects, have the same tchum as he does. So when a person is out of the tchum with some of his stuff, let's say, and let's say he's at one edge of the four amos and he has some stuff at the other edge of the four amos. Sim temar tchumein, if you say the four amos are a tchum, they know some lo arba amos b'shem makomos, then his stuff is subject to where he could go. Because he has a new tchum, and now his stuff is connected to his tchum, and therefore they can only go where he could go. But he tamer einon tchum. But if you say no, when you have 2,000 amos is a tchum, the four amos is just in a makom, then maybe your stuff has a different makom, and therefore you could go four amos, but your stuff are allowed to go four amos from where your stuff is. No talar ba'amos b'shnei makomos. So which is it? So Rabbi Zeira masnisa amar kein. Rabbi Zeira says, I think the Mishnah later on proves. Proves that it's tchum. It's a din tchum. Vatanina, because we learned in the Mishnah in two daf, from now on daf lamed aleph, where you have two people whose tchum overlap. Their four amos overlap. But there's a middle area that overlaps, but each one of their tchums, there's part that don't overlap. So the halach is that their stuff is not allowed to go outside their tchum into the other person's exclusive tchum. So you see from there that the tchum for this people goes by where the people are, and therefore you see it's a din of tchum, not just a din of makom. Period. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said if Goyim or Ruach Ra take you out of the tchum, you're stuck, you only have four amos. But if Hechziru, if the Goyim or the Ruach Ra brought you back into the tchum, then it's Ki'ilu, nothing happened. But the Mikra is Bedayik, only if you were forcibly put back in. What if you walk back in? Lo amar ele hechziru. You only have this heter as if you didn't leave. If hechziru, that they forced you back. Ha'im chazar hu aser. But if he himself bemazed came back, so then it's aser. L'chara hu aser. Right? Then it would be aser for him to. You don't say it's he just went back to what was. So this then would be following the sheet of Reb Nechemya. We're going to go with the Pnei Moshe's pshat of his Gemara. Detani, because the Brisa says, Peiros she yatsu, switching the girsa chutz l'tchum, the chazru, if you have fruit, if you have property, fruit, that went out of the tchum and then came back into the tchum, shoge ge yachlu, meze lo yachlu. Tanakhama says, this all goes by how they left the tchum. If they left the tchum b'shogeg, then when they come back into the tchum, you're okay to eat it. If they left the tchum b'mezid, then you can't. So according to the Tanakhama, it all goes by how, what were the conditions of when it left. Reb Nechemya Omer bein shogeg b'mezid lo yeachlu. Reb Nechemya says, no, it all goes by how it came back in. It doesn't matter when it went out. Bein shogeg b'mezid lo yeachlu. It doesn't matter. Ad yachziru l'mekoman shogeg. It goes by how it came back in. If it came back in shogeg, so then it's okay. Then it's ki'ilu, it never went out. And if it came in b'mezid, then it's not. Right? And that's the exact shita. That's Reb Nechemya. That's the exact shita of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to focus on how it came back in. Vas, yad Reb Nechemya, Kiri Meir, and Reb Nechemya also sounds like Kiri Meir, who's also Mechalik, between Shogeg and Mezid, in a context where Naveira was done. D'tanya, this Brisa that has three different opinions in the Tanaim. But, you know, our Gemara is only quoting one. Hama'aser, v'amavashal b'shabbos, if somebody violates an Issadar Raisa or an Issadar Rabbanan on Shabbos, right? Hama'aser, that's an Issadar Rabbanan. Hama'vashal, that's an Issadar Raisa, cooking b'shabbos. Shogeg yochal mezelo yochal, div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, there's a difference between shogeg and mezid. Right? So too, just like Rebbe Nechemya is mechalik, so too Rebbe Meir is mechalik between shogeg and mezid. Period. We don't pass like Rebbe Meir, if you remember. In the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Ches, in the beginning of Hilchos Bishol, talks about Maisa Shabbos. And I think we paskin like, I think it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Hamavashal b'Shabbos says the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody cooks on Shabbos, Osha Asa Achas Mishar Malachas, or any Malacha. Right? This is the case in the Chazal is about Bishol. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes about Bishol, but the Rama adds, right, or any Malacha, b'mezed asur lo la'olam. B'mezid, that person cannot eat it ever. U'la'cheirim mutter, and for others it's mutter l'motzei Shabbos miyad. For others it's mutter on motzei Shabbos right away miyad. Bechdeshi Yasu idea is only by Goyim. But when it comes to Jews, if it was Shogeg, you'd have it right afterwards. It would be Shogeg. Aser bo by Yehom Gamla. Chayrim, but Shogeg is also. You can't get any benefit from it on that day. Well, Erev Mutra Gamlo Miyad. But Erev that night after Shabbos, even he could get benefit from it right away. It's the Bir Alacha here, where the Rama says, or any other malacha, the Alacha does quote from the Chayadam, there might be a limit. I think we mentioned this in the early Shiurim of Shabbos. Kasav Chayadam Kal Tez, Dafka B'davar Shenase, Maisa B'guf HaDavar. Where do you see this? I'm called Maisa Shabbos, where the malacha accomplished something. There was a change in the product. Shenishtana Mikimos Shahaya, Kimavashal V'chayotzi Bazo. It was changed. But Hotsa'a, remember Tosfos quoted, Hotsa'a is Malacha Gerua. You're not really accomplishing anything. So by Hotsa'a, we're Shalonish Tana Hadavar Mikmo Shahaya. So then it's going to be more Makel. In Bishogeg Mutter, Afilu Lo, Afilu Bobayom, the Mazer, Asar Afilu Achem, Otishas Miyad. So says the Chayi Adam, it makes sense not to have Maisa Shabbos when it comes to Hotsah. Mikomakom, he ends off saying, you know what, I'm not going to go out and actually paskin this way. Yishlach Mevacholisari Torah, Kemo Mevashel. So that is the Shulchan Aruch. But that's Maisa Shabbos. So again, that's quoted here by the Gemara, the Shita of Rabbi Meir, and the Gemara linked Rabbi Meir with Rabbi Nechemiah. Good. We continue. Kana lo Shvisa. What happens if somebody, Shabbos started, and he's in the middle of nowhere, he's in a bikkah, middle of nowhere, he has four amos. He has four amos to walk, he's not in a city. He has he has 2,000 amos to walk. He has 2,000 amos to walk all around him, right, all around him. Ubo goyim v'kifu ha-mechitza. And then all of a sudden, while he was sleeping, he wakes up during the night, and he sees that the goyim put a huge fence around the area. So the question now is, one second, usually if you have a fence around the whole area, that area is just considered dalet amos. Like if you're in a city, you start counting the 2,000 amos from outside the city. So here, why do we say that now that there is a mechitza around, so now his tchum should extend even farther? So Gemara has three opinions. They all hold, no. They all hold, he can't walk more than 2,000 amos, even if it now ends in the middle of this rishus, because it wasn't there when Shabbos started. So, Rabbi Huna, said, Amar lo ho'ilu lo mechitza zoklum. Nothing is changed from when Shabbos started. Al mahalik ba'al pa'ayim u'metal tov arba. You can walk only from 2,000 amos from where your makom was, and you're only allowed to be metaltel dalet amos, up until 4 amos. You don't say anything more now that there is a mechitza. Chia b'rei d'rav amar mahalik u'metal tov arba. Chia b'rei d'rav says, no. You're allowed to walk 2,000, and you're allowed to be metalto 2,000, because the whole thing is a chumrah that it wasn't there when Shabbos started. We're not going to go that far, and we're not going to be choshesh, that it's going to cause more problems. So therefore, you can even carry things up until where your rishus is, up until where your tchum is. You can't go beyond that, because remember, your stuff goes by your tchum. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Avuna b'shem Chia b'rei d'rav, malech bal paim, you're allowed to walk 2,000. And you know what? Umetaltel barbaza lava mama. Idezrika. The metaltel, you could throw things even farther. Even more makel. The first day it says only up to 4 amos. The second day it says 2,000 amos. The third day it says no, you can even more than 2,000 amos. You're now in an enclosed area. So you yourself are stuck, but you could go beyond in terms of tiltel. So says the Gemara now. Havin boin meimar. With the Gemara, the Talmidim thought to say that all three of these opinions are only within the more machmer shita of our Mishnah. Ma pligin, these opinions are all within Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. They're only within Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, who say in our Mishnah, remember that if you're put in a new tchum on Shabbos, you cannot walk more than 4 amos. So too, that's what they're saying here. Even though there's a new tchum that didn't exist, in the case of the Mishnah, you were moved to a new tchum. In the case, and you're inside somewhere. In this case that we're talking about here, you weren't moved, it was a new tchum came around you, right? There was walls built around you. So we thought to say, Maplik, in this whole limitation in Machlokas, is the three different opinions, is within Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva. Baran Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, lo plikin. But according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to them, there wouldn't be any Machlokas. You'd be able to just be metaltel the whole area. It's like you're in a new, you have a new tchum, so you have to be metaltel up, you have to be you're allowed to be mahalich and metalto in the whole enclosed area. So Gemara says, no, Lav dafka, that that's true. Afilu karmeliyah kor blazman azariah pligin. It could be that these shitas are even within the more makel shita in our Mishnah. Why? Because the makel shita in our Mishnah, why is there a kula there? Because what's the other option? You're in a new tchum. So what we'd give you, four amos? We're not going to make you be stuck for four amos. That's why we say it otherwise. We expand it. But there's a difference between the two. Kalu misha kana lo shvisa, misha lo kana lo shvisa. There's a difference between someone who is kone shvisa. Right here, he has a makam of 2,000 amos. Right, he has a place where he could go. There's no need for the mekilim of the tanoim to create a new tchum to say you could have the whole enclosed area. You already have a tchum, so it could be that these shitas in the Gemara, these three different opinions, are not only arguing within the more machmer opinion, but they're arguing within the more mekel opinion. Mimi shalok on lo shvisa. If you don't have any makam shvisa, meaning in the case of the Mishnah, where you will put into a new tchum, if they don't come up with the kulap, so then they will not. They will. You won't have any place to go besides up to Dalet Amos, and that's why they would give you the kulap. Good. We continue. It says the Gemara Nasnu al Pesach Hadir. In the Mishnah, we had a case where you were put inside a new tchum. Do you have only four amos, or do you have the whole tchum? So what happens if you're put on the doorway of the tchum, of the deer, let's say the enclosed area, the corral, right? So at the doorway. So is that keilu you're in or not? So I'll tie to Rabbi Shuv Rabbi Akiva Nosnin, lo shtei amos mifnim shtei amos bachutz. Rabbi Shuv Rabbi Akiva would say, you only have up to four amos. That's even if you're in. So even if you're put outside, you could be up to also two amos in, two amos out. There's no reason to make any type of gzera. This is what you always have. But I'll die to do Gamliel or Blazman Azariah, who usually say that within, if you're put within a new tchum, within a new enclosure, we say that you have the whole enclosure. Here, in Osun Lo Shteyamos Vivdiv Shteyamos Bachutz. If the Goyim or the Ruach Ra put you outside, we won't give you two amos inside and two amos outside and then two amos inside. Why? Because then you might not know the difference. Shem Omer at Litenlo Shteyamos Mibifnim Shteyamos Mibachutz. Because if we allow you to do regular two bifnim and two bachutz, then you're inside and you get around. Oh, they always make you. If you're inside, you could always have 2,000 amos. Aufu metaltel b'chaled yerkulo. So that would be a limit, and you'd have to be metaltel in. You would forget. I mean, without on the whole deer, therefore we're not going to let you, and we make you have a limit and not have two in and two out. You only have two out. You can't have any in. And this is a case where they would be the machmirim against Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua. Period. Nasnu be'em sahadir. What happens? Getting back to the case of the we had an Amun Aleph. What if a goy puts the Jew in the middle of a deer? Right, on Shabbos, half of the deer, half of the enclosed area, is within the Jew's original tchum, and half of it is outside his tchum. So now what? So he could, half of it is fine, but what about his, his power of tiltzel, the Gemara is going to say, right? The tchum, he's able to walk in his half, but what about tiltzel? Says the Gemara, Nosu Bem Sa'atir, Rav Acha said based on his Rebbe, Rav Yehuda says based on his own logic, it would be the same machlokas we had on Aleph, whether the tiltzel would go by what you could be mahalech to, or whether it would only be Dalet Amos, so you could even be farther, maybe you could throw it. Those three shitas would be the same machlokas here as well. Okay, last section. Reb Zira, Rav Huna b'shem Rav. Masha Ratzu. Now we're getting back to the language of the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah quoted the case of the boat, where the boat docked, and then the wind blew it out. Now it's outside the tchum. So now what? So that's another case. The Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, they walked Dalet Amos on the boat, and no more, because they wanted to be machmir. And the other opinion, the other Tanam, said no, they walked around the whole boat. So we were bothered. Only they wanted to be machmir. Don't these shitas hold that it's usur? So it's not a question of wanting to be machmir. It's usur. So it must not be. It must be that in the boat case, everybody agrees that me'ikar din it's mutter. Rebbe Si'ira, Rav Huna b'shem Rav, Masha Raza, Rebbe Yishov, Rebbe Kiel, Ha'akra, Latzman, Zosomeris. What does this teach me? It must be that we hold, meaning everybody holds, that we'd be mekel in that case, in the boat case. All are mekel. It's just that some tanoim wanted to be machmir. But all maker than are mekel, unlike the previous case, the reisha. Meaning, in the reisha, maybe we'll pass on the chumra. Reba b'shem chia bar ashi, af bediru b'sar, alak rav gamlim, krav lezman azariah. Rabbi Ba says, in both cases, we paskin like them, lakula. Right? Not only in the boat case, but even in the, like Rabbi Gamliel Elazar ben Azariah. Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kalayam Aydan Eilu Keneged Eilu. That whole Shabbos in the boat, they were arguing with each other. Aydan and Eilu Keneged Eilu, they're arguing, Ad Shabba Achi Abba, Vichriya Benayim, until my father's brother, Rabbi Yeshua, said, and was Machriya, and he decided that in the Seifa case, in the boat case, would be Mekel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, and like Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, in the Reisha case. Ma bein Sar, ma bein Sfina, and why would it be Bechalik? Why do you Bechalik? Isn't it the same Yesod, that if you're in a new enclosed area that wasn't your Tchum when Shabbos started, Machlokas Tanoim, so I would be Paskin one way L'chumra, by the solid land case, and Lakula by the boat case. So we'll have to stop here. We'll see two answers with two nafkaminas by the Shem at the beginning of the next year.